Abhi News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pakistan's moving ahead with plans for more talks on ending the Iran war. However, Sagar Meghani reports President Trump's sending mixed messages on the path ahead, and it's unclear whether those talks will take place.
A tenuous ceasefire will expire in 2 days, and President Trump tells Bloomberg News he's highly unlikely to renew it. Over the weekend, the U.S. attacked and seized an Iranian-flagged vessel it says tried to evade the Navy's Iranian ports blockade. Tehran is vowing to respond. Iran's foreign ministry this morning said there were no plans to take part in more U.S. talks, but also did not rule it out. President Trump told the New York Post Vice President Vance and other U.S. negotiators were, quote, heading over now to Pakistan for the meeting. Vance's motorcade arrived at the White House after those remarks were published, meaning he had not left for Islamabad. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, modest losses for stocks as oil prices climbed again. The international standard Brent crude up more than 5%, settling above $95 per barrel. The Dow edged down just 5 points, less than a tenth of a percent. The S&P shed about 0.2, the Nasdaq 0.3. U.S. gasoline prices again eased slightly, but AAA still puts the national average just above $4.04 per gallon. The Supreme Court will hear a challenge from Catholic preschools that say it's unconstitutional to exclude them from a state-funded program in Colorado because they won't admit children from LGBTQ+ families. The case will be argued this fall. Japan's issued an advisory for northern coastal areas for an increased risk of a possible megaquake. It follows a 7.7 magnitude earthquake earlier today, just one injury reported. And singer David's been charged with the murder of a 14-year-old girl found dismembered in his Tesla last year. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer has the latest on yesterday's mass shooting of children in Shreveport, Louisiana.
A stunned community is struggling to come to grips with the massacre of 8 children carried out by a father who was separating from his wife and used an assault-style weapon, despite a 2019 felony firearms conviction.
It's devastating on the family, you know, friends, you know, people that know her.
Family member Lionel Pugh.
It's a lot.
Pugh says the woman in critical condition has a tough road ahead.
She's gonna probably be traumatized because she also had a child that was, you know, deceased.
Family member Francine Brown.
So I pass by here all the time, and I see the kids out in the yard playing, and they were just happy children.
It has affected everyone around.
And we're just asking for prayers.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.